This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. For millions of Americans without health insurance, today is the last day to sign up for insurance under the Affordable Care Act, if you want coverage to kick in on January 1st. But many would-be consumers might sit this one out. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
It's been a lousy past few days for Joey Cardella.
I feel like I'm just stumbling over this stuff. It's just so frustrating.
Since the freelance photographer returned from a trip out west, he's poked around on websites and made a few calls about insurance plans. At 29 and healthy, Cardella's the person every insurer lusts for. He's just not sure anything out there is good for him.
I want to be able to see a doctor every now and then and just know that I'm not going to get screwed over financially if I do that.
Financial concerns explain why consumers have waited until the final hours to sign up. But really, today isn't the drop-dead deadline to avoid a penalty. That's March 31st. Duke behavioral scientist Peter Ubel says if folks like Cardella can't make up their minds by the end of the day, that may be okay. It's like trying to remember the guy who sang that song.
And the more you try to think about who sang it, the less you're going to figure it out. And then when you move the topic on, all of a sudden someone yells, Bruce Springsteen.
Ubel says when we walk away from something, we're still processing the decision unconsciously, unless, of course, you walked away because every option was just too expensive. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.